right. It's 6 o'clock on June 29th, 2026, and we're here for the post-submittal community meeting for Maryland Therapeutic Writing, also known as MTR. We are required to have a community meeting within 45 days of submittal of a site development plan. The site development plan was submitted on May 29th, 2026. The property is located at 1141 Sunrise Beach Road, and it is an existing facility for MTR, a nonprofit providing equine-assisted services. It is also Lot 1 of the Arden Farm subdivision. This is not a public project, it's a privately proposed project. And by the way, I have to go through a sort of a checklist of items, so I'll go through all the items that the county wants to hear about, and we can add information to that afterward. And for the record, there are no participants besides the owners and the MTR board. The existing and proposed ownership is MTR. The zoning of the property is RLD, which is, if it were residential, allows one dwelling unit per 5 acres. It has a rural and agricultural development policy area overlay. It's not in the critical area, but it is in a bog. The contributing drainage area to a bog is not actually in a bog. And so the property all falls within this sort of drainage area. So there's some additional rules that we'll get into later when we talk about the layout. The existing conditions on the site, we had an environmentalist go out and look at the site. The property, because it was part of a subdivision, previously addressed forest conservation. So there are existing forest conservation easements along the perimeters of the property that contain forest. And then there is an existing forest conservation easement central to the site near the barns and the office that is actually preserving a steppole wetland system, stormwater management system. There were no wetlands found on the site, no specimen trees outside the forest conservation easements. We do have some small areas of 15 to 25% slopes along the access road into the site. And then the site is currently primarily farmland for horses with a sort of central area that we'll talk about that has existing barns, buildings, and paddocks. With regard to, there are no streams and there were no modifications requested for the project. The forested edges are the only forest, and we are not clearing more than 20,000 square feet. So therefore, this development is exempt from forest conservation. The property is 25.1 acres. The existing use consists of a trailer office, several barns, about 5 different barns, an outdoor arena, actually 2 outdoor arenas. We will be demolishing about 4 or 5 of the barns to put the new development in that I'll discuss. We do have a plan that's part of the set that identifies in red any demo properties. And so you can see the office, a couple sheds, some barns that will be removed to put in the new facility. This plan is an overall of the whole site as proposed. We're maintaining the existing access road, which is a gravel roadway. So the access to Sunrise Beach Road will stay the same. There is an existing parking lot near the existing office, which is the location of the proposed office. We will be improving that. We're adding concrete where we have a drop-off and handicap parking spaces. So there's ADA access to the building, to the office, and to the barns in the rear of the office. We have about 37 parking spaces, and we're putting in a drainage system to help drain the site because it's a roughly about 8% slope down to the main part of the site. The existing non-residential floor area is 24,543 square feet, which is literally only 2.2% of the entire site, the entire 25 acres. We're proposing, with the improvements, demolishing buildings and then adding the barn, the round pen, and the office only gets us up to 32,437 square feet, which is only 3% of the gross area of the site. All the buildings proposed are one story, approximately 26 feet in height. There are no actual roads on the site, as people would think of roads. There's just an access road that serves the facility, so there's no through traffic. Everything goes down to the farm and office facility. The only, for stormwater management, there is an existing step pool system that runs along the northeast portion of the property. It was constructed through, I think, a grant, and it is providing stormwater management for the complex. As our engineers looked at it, it's providing more stormwater management, quality management, than we need, so there is no additional stormwater management needed. The facilities that are existing and the proposed all drain to this, and they'll be managed in that facility, and they have an outfall off-site. The proposed limits of disturbance, which is the LOD that, actually it's on the next sheet, is 2.18 acres. It goes out to a septic system, and sorry, I had it go wrong. The utilities for the site are existing well, which is located to the east side of the property, and will be utilized for the proposed buildings. And then there is a septic tank, existing septic tank, located near the existing office that will be removed. The size of it isn't large enough, and a new system will be put in place. And on the plan that's in the room, it's shown in green. So it'll have a septic tank and a small pump, and it will pump to the west out to a already approved septic field. We have a consultant that's been working with the health department on making sure that septic system can handle the new improvements. And so the only impact, there is an existing road that runs through the forest conservation easement that covers the step pool system. And that within that road, there will be a forest main that serves the property and goes out to the septic system. The maximum coverage for RLD is 25%, which is only about 6.7 acres, but because we're in a bog contributing drainage area, we're actually more restricted. So we have a maximum of 15% impervious. So that means anything that they've actually considered gravel impervious, so anything that's gravel or paved or building counts toward that. And so we would only be allowed up to 3.8 acres of impervious on the site. With the proposed improvements, we're just shy of 3 acres. So we still have plenty of room if there needed to be any other improvements for the property. Because we're not disturbing any environmental features and we don't have to deal with forest conservation, we don't have any mitigation proposed. So sometimes you'll have reforestation on a site, but we won't need that for this project. Parking, there's existing parking on site. We have 37 proposed parking spaces plus, which includes 2 spaces near the existing bar. We call it a barn, but I guess it's really a riding building. We've maintained the parking that's there and provided better parking that, you know, drains and has handicap facilities. We have also been able, there's a step in the site, there's existing, there's 4 feet. We have about a 6-foot drop from the front of the office building to the back road, and we have provided handicap accessibility from the front of the office building all the way back to the existing barn. So other than that, I think those are the main points that wanted to let everybody know. Were there any things that you guys wanted to add about the facility itself? You can. If not, we can.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah. So just so everybody knows, there this will be uploaded to the Anne Arundel County website tomorrow morning. They have, anybody can go online. They have 14 days. You just click on it. You can leave all kind of comments. And then as soon as comments are uploaded, they are emailed to us. So then when we do minutes, we have to include all the comments in the back of the minutes. So everything that I said today, we'll have minutes of it all, and then we'll include the questions in the back. And then after that 14 days, we have 14 more days to submit to the county meeting minutes with an affidavit, pictures of all the envelopes that get mailed, and then we have to mail everything out regular mail. They don't require any kind of like paid mail. It can be regular mail. So that's really the end of it. We'll upload this. There is already a plan on the website so people can see it. And typically it's all through email. They don't usually call or anything. Okay. All right. So we can adjourn the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yay.
Sounds all very